Because there is a story that has everything you want in a sports story. It has intrigue. It has drama. It has Ibis people acting stupid. It has an Ibis coach being an Ibis coach. Everything we absolutely thought they are, they are. For everybody that don't know, Jim Larranaga, former head men's basketball coach at the University of Miami, decided today that he was stepping down effective immediately in the midst of a 4-8 season. Why is this important? Because he got on the podium, and said, it's not fun for him anymore because of NIL and transfer portal. After last season, after 18 months ago when they were in the Final Four, when transfer portal and NIL all kicked off, he said he had 8 players enter the transfer portal, and he asked them, like, what was the reason for them transferring? And he said they were transferring because they could get money elsewhere. What is missing in the context of that? 18 months ago, Life Wallet stock went into the absolute shitter. So you know what Jim can't do? Jim can't offer money like a Duke can. Jim can't offer money like a Florida State can. Jim can't offer money like a Georgia Tech, North Carolina, North Carolina State. As much as y'all see the glitz and glamour in Miami, that is not Coral Gables. The University of Miami is a private institution. They are robbing Peter to pay Paul to play big-time college athletics. Don't get it wrong. They got more money than the average. Don't get that twisted. But the extra NIL money that they can ask for when they still got research projects and all this other stuff going on, it ain't that. Mm-hmm. So when your head basketball coach know that money ain't coming in no time, and he getting his head split in because he don't have the players. And 18 months ago, he had the players. He ready to go. Want to know why? Because he quit. These coaches are telling you every day they get up here and say these players are bad. All they want is money. All they want to do is transfer. They're terrible kids. No, they have bad leadership. Why? Because you knew going in, when you recruited the current group you got now, hey, we ain't going to be that good. But we're going to make it work. We've seen good coaches. And for all intents and purposes, he came from a mid-major, taking nobodies to Final Fours or Elite Eights. And he went to a Final Four in Miami, but he had players. So when you have that as your backdrop, stop telling me about these kids is greedy. Stop telling me about these kids don't want to work. You have to do the work to make sure that you have NIL, to make sure that you are getting the boosters on board. That is part of the job. You don't just get to show up and go X's and O's. It's never been that way. It's always been, I need to get money from the boosters, back to where you had to go to the bag men, back to when the drug dealers and Luke Campbell was in Miami giving money, all of that. Stop telling me about these kids, man. I'm sick of it. I'm absolutely sick of it. If you can coach, you can coach. Period.